You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn and my husband, Pastor Larry, and I thank you for joining us today. Today we'll be reading from the book of Prayers That Activate Blessings by Apostle John Eckhart. But before we begin, let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the listeners of the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. Lord, we stand in agreement with those that are praying for and standing for family salvations, Lord God. And we thank you, God, that it's your perfect will that none should perish. And Lord, we thank you. It's your perfect will that we would know you. And so this morning, God, we lift up the prayers of those, Lord God, that are part of the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast, Lord God. And we stand in agreement with them that their families shall be saved, Lord God, that all that they have put before you, God, during this key season of restoration and the favor of God and the Lord of the breakthrough manifesting in each life, Lord God, we just thank you, God, for answers. We thank you for leading, guidance, and direction, God, coming upon your people now. Lord God, make your voice ever so clear in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, know that you are welcome to have your way during this radio broadcast, and we ask you to pour out Holy Spirit in every life, in Jesus' name. Well, beginning in page 5 of the book, Prayers That Activate Blessings by Apostle John Eckhart, we're starting in the middle of the page, Blessing and Favor Declarations. Lord, you have granted me life and favor. Lord, I thank you for life and life more abundantly. I thank you for favor coming upon my life. I believe that new life and new favor have been ordained for me. Today I receive new life and new favor. I believe favor is a gift of heaven. I receive the gift of life, the gift of eternal life. I receive the gift of favor and the gift of grace upon my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for new grace and new favor, new prosperity and new blessing coming on my life. I am the apple of God's eye. I am one of God's favorites. God favors me, loves me, and has chosen me from the foundation of the world to receive his grace and favor. I receive extraordinary favor on my life in the name of Jesus. Continuing on, we're standing in agreement. We're making declarations with regard to the favor of God coming out of this book of prayers that activate blessings and prayers for the blessing of God and the favor of God. Continuing on, Lord, let me be well favored according to Genesis 39:6. Lord, show me mercy and give me favor according to Genesis 39:21. Lord God, give me favor in the sight of the world according to Exodus 12:36. Let me be satisfied with your favor like Naphtali according to Deuteronomy 33:23 in the name of Jesus. Let me have favor with you, Lord, and with men according to 1 Samuel 2:26. Let me have favor with the king according to 1 Samuel 16:22. Let me have great favor in the sight of the king, 1 Kings 11:19. Let me find favor like Esther, Esther 2:17. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit, Job 10:12. I pray unto you, Lord, grant me favor according to Job 33:26. Bless me and surround me with favor like a shield according to Psalm 5:12. And in your favor is life according to Psalm 30, verse 5, in Jesus' name. Lord God, make my mountain stand strong by your favor, according to Psalm 30, verse 7. Because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over my life, according to Psalm 41, verse 11. And through your favor, I am brought back from captivity, according to Psalm 85, verse 1. And Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call forth every listener, their families, spouses, Lord God, extended families, in the name of Jesus, that each one would be brought back from captivity, according to Psalm 85, verse 1, in the name of Jesus. Lifting up family salvations to you, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, let my horn be exalted through your favor, according to Psalm 89, verse 17. My set time of favor has come, according to Psalm 102, verse 13. And I entreat your favor with my whole heart, according to Psalm 119, verse 58. Let your favor be as a cloud of the latter rain, Proverbs 16, 15. Let your favor be upon my life as the dew upon the grass, according to Proverbs 19, 12. I choose your loving favor rather than gold and silver, according to Proverbs 22, verse 1. Let me be highly favored, according to Luke 1:28. Show me your marvelous loving kindness, according to Psalm 17, verse 7. Remember your mercy and loving kindness in my life, according to Psalm 25, verse 6. Your loving kindness is before my eyes, according to Psalm 26, 3. And I receive your excellent loving kindness, according to Psalm 36, verse 7. Continue, Lord God, your loving kindness in my life, according to Psalm 36, verse 10. And let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me, according to Psalm 40, verse 11, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, command your loving kindness in the daytime, according to Psalm 42, 8, and let your loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, according to Psalm 69, verse 16. Lord God, quicken me after thy loving kindness, according to Psalm 119, verse 88, and hear my voice according to your loving kindness, according to Psalm 119, 149. You have drawn me with your loving kindness, Jeremiah 32:18. And now continuing on page 9, Prayers That Activate Blessings by Apostle John Eckhart. Asking for what we need or want from God is a foundational principle of our relationship with Him as King and ruler over all. He has made himself available to hear our request. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11 makes that clear. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son asked bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? God's covenant leaders understood this aspect of mankind's relationship to God, and they took advantage of it when they came into his presence. Jabez, oh that thou wouldest bless me. The story of Jabez is only two verses in 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. But it is a powerful reminder of the effectiveness of fervent prayer. The Bible says that Jabez was an honorable man, more honorable than his brothers. Being honorable and having a pure heart before God always plays a part on how God answers our prayers. You will see this theme throughout this book. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being holy, as we will uncover later. The story of Jabez goes on to reveal that he called on the God of Israel, asking for a blessing, and God granted him that which he requested. God answered Jabez. Jabez didn't go into some long exercise of prayer reciting the Torah and using big words. He simply went before the God and said, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested, and he asked, and God gave it to him. Simple. This teaches us that we can ask God to bless us and that he will grant us what we ask for. Jabez asked for God to bless him, and he did. God is the source of blessing, and it is the nature of God to be good to his creation. The psalmist says, "The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting." Psalm 100, verse 5. A revelation of the goodness of God will cause faith for his blessings. Jacob, "I will not let go unless you bless me." Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Genesis 32, verses 24 through 26. This event in Jacob's life came after a long battle for the woman of his dreams. He had diligently worked for his wife Rachel for a total of 14 years. He had hope and expectation behind his efforts. Many of us pray once and immediately get angry with God when he doesn't give us what we prayed for. Not Jacob. He held on to what he knew God had for him at the end of his labor. He had his eyes set on his blessing, and he wouldn't let go until he had it. Let's pause for a minute and pray. And Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, strengthen each person, strengthen each one of us, Lord God, that we will never give up, never stop pressing into you. Give each one of us a hunger to seek you, to know you, to be in your presence, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to show us your glory. We ask you to shower down your presence, your power, and your goodness in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, God, that we have been allowed to have a relationship with the Creator of the universe through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we magnify you and worship you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, have your way. And Lord, that we will never give up pursuing you. We will never get angry with you, Lord God, for you are the God who has the answer. Lord God, you have provided in your word an answer to every question, Lord God, that we seek guidance in this life. We seek to know the pathway. For God, you said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so, Lord, you are the one we seek today. You are the one we desire to know. In Jesus' name. Continuing on at page 12. But here we see Jacob once again in the midst of a battle. But this one was not a battle of flesh and blood. He is contending with the supernatural. Jacob had been taught by the fathers of past generations, Abraham and Isaac, about the power and provision of the one true God. He knew that he came in contact with him. He had an open invitation to request a blessing. And a blessing is what he got. So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Genesis 32, 27 through 30. Not only did Jacob come face to face with God, but because he asked, he was also blessed with a new name, purpose, future, and destiny. His whole identity was changed, and Jacob experienced what is called a bonanza, or a suddenly of God. He was instantly taken from being second after Esau, having no inheritance of his own, to being blessed spiritually with an eternal birthright full of the riches of the kingdom of God. That is what God wants to do for you when you come to him for a blessing. He wants to give you more than what you ask for, because he is good and because he knows how to give good gifts to his children. What you ask him for is only the start of what he wants to do in your life. Moses, "Please show me your glory." Moses longed for the glory of the Lord. He longed to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. He sought hard after God, and God knew him intimately. For you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Exodus 33:17. Let's pause for a minute and pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would all know us by name. Lord God, call each one of our family members close into you, close to your heartbeat, Lord, into the kingdom of God. Let them hear the sound of your voice today, Lord God. Let salvations occur today. Let restoration in families occur today in the name of Jesus. Let divine supernatural turnarounds happen in families today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, shower down your presence, your power, and your goodness, and show us your glory, we pray, in each family, in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Continuing on at page 13. Excuse me. So, when the time came for Moses to make his request to see the glory of God, he didn't have to make a case for how close he and God were. God knew him by name. Does God know you by name? In Exodus 33:17-23, we witness the exchange between Moses and God. The Lord granted Moses' request because Moses had found favor in his sight, and he caused his goodness to pass before Moses. Goodness is the word, T-U-W-B, meaning goods, good things, goodness, property, fairness, beauty, joy, and prosperity. The Lord is abundant in goodness and is anxious to give good gifts to his children. God has laid up his goodness blessings for us. If we know him and he knows us, all we have to do is ask him for it. His blessings are for his children. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 31:19. Lord, you are the source of my blessing. Lord, I choose blessing by walking in your covenant. Lord, command your blessing upon my life. Lord, you are the Father of lights, and you give good gifts. Release your gifts into my life, according to James 1:17. Come on, saints, let's agree. Lord, you are the Father of lights, and you give good gifts. Release your gifts into each life, into the life of each listener, Lord God. Shower down salvations, Lord God, into the lives of your people, Lord God. Prayers and intercessions that have made, Lord, for family members for years and years. Lord, let this be the season. Lord God, Father of lights, good God, God of all goodness and mercy and grace, Lord God, we ask for family salvation in Jesus' name. Lord, we trust in you and we receive your blessing. Lord, we ask and we receive your blessing. And Lord, we seek and we find your blessing. Lord, we knock and the door of blessing is opened unto us. Lord, we ask for blessings in the name of Jesus and believe that you give them in Jesus' name. We believe that you're a rewarder of a diligent seeker. Lord God, we believe, Lord God, that you hear and you answer prayer. And Lord, you're a God who blesses and rewards those who diligently seek after you according to Hebrews chapter 11. Lord, you are the fountain of life and blessing. You are a tree of life and blessing. And Lord, release your river of blessing into each life, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, rain upon each life and pour out your blessing over each one in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, release the blessing of heaven and the blessing of the deep into each one of our lives according to Genesis 49:25. Lord God, release the blessing of the breast and the womb into each life, Lord, seeking you in this area according to Genesis 49:25. And let the blessing of Abraham come upon each life right now in the name of Jesus. according to Galatians 3, 13 through 14, the blessing of Abraham upon each life right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let us be blessed with all authority according to Genesis 49, verse 10. And let us be fruitful, God. Our branches running over every wall according to Genesis 49, 22. God, Lord God, bless our substance and the work of our hands according to Deuteronomy 33, verse 11. In Jesus' mighty name, O God, bless our land. Let the dew of the heaven be upon us according to Deuteronomy 33, verse 13. Enlarge our lives, Lord God, according to Deuteronomy 33, verse 20. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're lifting up each life, Lord God, seeking you, God, seeking to know you, God, of all goodness, mercy, grace, loving kindness, Lord God, and favor. Let your favor be upon our lives. Let us be satisfied with your favor and blessing, God. Lord God, let us dwell in safety. Cover us like Benjamin, according to Deuteronomy 33, verse 12, in Jesus' name. Lord God, let us reap a hundredfold like Isaac did, according to Genesis 26, verse 12, and let us be blessed like Jacob, according to Genesis 28, verse 1. Lord, Jabez asked you to bless him, and you did, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless each listener like you blessed Jabez in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Chronicles 4:10, in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us and make us fruitful like Ishmael, according to Genesis 17, 20. Lord God, bless us with a blessing that cannot be reversed. According to Numbers 23, verse 20, right now, saints, lift those hands in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless us with a blessing that cannot be reversed in the name of Jesus. And God, we receive it now in Jesus' name. Let our basket and our store be blessed according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 5. Lord God, bless us, our beginning and our latter end, like Job's, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us with favor like you blessed Esther with favor. Lord God, bless us with wisdom like you blessed Solomon with wisdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us favor like Nehemiah to finish every assignment you've given us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless us to inherit our territory like Caleb and Joshua in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us win every battle like David in the name of Jesus. We receive your blessings of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon our heads according to Psalm 21, verse 3. We receive the blessing now, the goodness of God now in Jesus' name. Lord God, that we rejoice because of your goodness. Your goodness would pass before us, God, according to Exodus 33, verse 19. Let your abundant goodness come into our lives in Jesus' name, according to Exodus 34, 6. And let your promise of goodness be fulfilled in our lives, according to 2 Samuel 7:28. Let us be glad and joyful because of your goodness, Lord God, that we will rejoice in your goodness, according to 2 Chronicles 6:41. Let us delight ourselves in your great goodness, O God, and let goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 23. Remember us for your goodness' sake, that we will see your goodness in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 27, 13. David had said, I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Saints of God, let's press in and let's agree that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and not one of us shall faint. No, we will not faint. We serve a great and mighty and good God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we press in to know you, to be close to you, for you to guide our footsteps, O God. For you said the footsteps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And Lord, you have laid up your great goodness for each one of us, according to Psalm 31, verse 19. Let your goodness endure continually in each life, according to Psalm 52, 1. Lord God, crown our year with your goodness and drop fatness into our lives, according to Psalm 65, 11. In Jesus' mighty name, let us be satisfied with the goodness of your house, according to Psalm 65, 4. And we praise you for your goodness and your wonderful works toward each one of us, according to Psalm 107, verse 8. Fill each soul with your goodness, according to Psalm 107, 9, for God, you you are good, and we worship you, and we magnify your name, and you are holy, God. Make us holy as you are holy, and we worship you, almighty good God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, with thankfulness, oh God. Thankfulness for all that you have done and you're doing and you're going to do in each life in Jesus' name. Mighty and faithful God, we worship you this morning. Be high and lifted up, oh God. Know, God, that we love you this morning. Know, God, that we pray, let your kingdom come and your will be done in each life in Jesus' name. For we receive your loving kindness and your great goodness according to Isaiah 63:7. Lord God, bring us into a plentiful country and let us enjoy your goodness according to Jeremiah 2:7. And let us enjoy your goodness, Lord, the wheat, the wine, and the oil according to Jeremiah 31:12. Satiate our soul with fatness and let us be satisfied with your goodness. Let men hear of the goodness and the prosperity that you have established in each life, O God, that we are a testimony of you and your goodness and the power and the might of the God that we serve. Lord God, you are the God and the Lord of the breakthrough, the God of the suddenlies. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for each listener, Lord God, headed in the wrong direction right now, a divine reversal. Lord God, order up, switch up, turning things around, Lord God, according to your perfect will, and put us on the perfect path that you've laid out for us. Lord God, now, today, and until the rapture of the church, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we are cheerful with your goodness in our lives, Lord God. For we have tasted and we have seen that you are good, according to Psalm 34:8. And we will not lack any good thing, according to Psalm 34:10. Do good in your good pleasure toward us. And Lord, withhold no good thing from us, according to Psalm 84:11. Lord, give us that which is good, and let us increase, according to Psalm 85:12. Show us a token for good, according to Psalm 86:17. Satisfy our mouths with good things, and let us, our youth, be restored as the eagles, in the name of Jesus. Open up your hand, fill us with good, Lord God, and bless us out of Zion, and let us see good according to Psalm 128:5. Let us be satisfied, Lord God, excuse me, with good by the fruit of thy mouth. Lord, let our desire come, and let it be a tree of life. Excuse me. Let us understanding be a wellspring of life for us. And Lord, let your fear give us life, blessing. Let us be satisfied. Let us not be visited with evil, according to Proverbs 19:23. Lord, let humility and your fear bring riches, life, blessing, and honor unto each life, according to Proverbs 22:4, that we shall live and not die, and we shall declare the work of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, show us the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore, according to Psalm 16:11. Lord God, give us life and length of days. Lord, give us your favor, for in your favor is life. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light, in Jesus' name. Let your wisdom be a tree of life to us, Lord God. Let your words be life to our soul and a grace to our neck. And we will hold fast to instruction because it is life. Your instruction, O God, is life. In this season, Lord, in this key season, we pray, God, give the instructions. Let not any listener, no one, miss it, Lord God. In this key season, your instruction, Lord God, time of favor, time of restoration, continuous breakthroughs happening, Lord God, God of the suddenlies. And we worship you this morning and magnify your name, Lord God. We thank you that the saints are hearing the sound of your voice. God, we desire instruction. Instruct us today, O God, during this key season, Lord God. You are faithful to your people, Lord God. Lord God, we draw in close to you. We hold on to you, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Saints of God, during this season, I just want to put out there, let's remember to continuously be walking in thanksgiving for all that God is doing in our lives, for he is good. Blessings. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Pastor Larry and I love you all. blessed week in Jesus' name.